If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
The Zone is presented by Guarantee Foods, delivering all-natural food to Midwestern families since 1958. Enjoy healthier food, more free time, free delivery, and better value. Go to GuaranteedFoods.com.
All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels. We head up until 2 o'clock. We will hang out with Mick Schaefer coming up an hour from now. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the PFF mock draft simulator just to see what some of these things may look like. So what I want to do is look at it from the Chiefs' perspective, obviously. But when it gets to, say, pick 14, 15, 16, because we kind of have an idea of what it would take to get up that high and see who would be there and if it is something we would want to do. So we'll do it a number of different times because I do want to stop it at pick 16 and then see what ends up happening. So we'll do pick 16. We'll do like early 20s, things like that. Maybe late 20s, etc. And then, so here we go. This is where we'll start. We are sitting at pick 16. And at pick 16, the Seattle Seahawks are up. I chose pick 16 because I don't think the Colts are going to trade back with the Chiefs at pick number 15. And 14 may be a little too rich. So here's where we are. Here's where the first 15 picks are. Okay? Everybody driving, make sure you're writing these down.
Don't do that, Jason. Don't even...
Whatever you want to do. It's your guy's choice. Number one, Caleb Williams. Number two, Drake May. Number three, Marvin Harrison Jr., four, Joe Alt, five, Malik Nabers, six, Roma Dunze, then Quinyon Marshall, Brock Bowers, Byron Murphy, Cooper DeJean, J.J. McCarthy, Dallas Turner, Jaden Daniels, pick 14, Troy Faitanu, pick 15, Fuaga to the Colts from Oregon State. That means right now on the clock, the Seattle Seahawks. But it means Fashanu is there. I just, you know, pressed draft as we were coming back and then paused it at 16. We just literally had this conversation in the previous hour of, okay, so what are you doing at 16 if Fashanu's there? What are you doing at with your draft, with your resources and your picks that you would trade to move up and get Fashanu? So we go around the room. If it takes, well, let's see what it takes. We're going to throw pick 32. We're going to throw 95 in there. We're going to throw next year's third rounder for pick 16. Let's see what happens. Trade was not accepted.
They told you to kick rocks.
They did.
Yeah.
So now let's throw in a fifth rounder this year to see if it gets closer. We're going to offer the trade. Trade not accepted.
They told you to pound sand this time.
Yes. Let's do the fifth rounder for this year. Trade accepted. I pressed the wrong one. I pressed fifth rounder for next year instead of fifth rounder for this year. So what we have just done with Seattle at pick 16, we've traded pick 32. We have traded pick 95. One of the two fifth rounders they have this year, and the third rounder for Legarius Sneed. So that is four picks for one. So you're giving up three extra draft picks, three extra players. But available is Olu Fashanu, who is, to me, after Joe Alt, the guy that I would love for the Chiefs to take. I think he's got superstar left tackle potential. If this was available to the Chiefs, I'm on record. Yes, do it. I would do it. I am a trade down guy, but I don't expect Fashanu to be there tomorrow night at pick 16. And by the way, the Seahawks may not be okay with it because they may look at it and go, bleep you, we're taking Fashanu. Are you kidding me? So,
some say they also would maybe say bleep yes to that because they want Penix. And that's a little high
right.
for Penix.
And right a little there. High for Penix.
So
and maybe
they could use 32 to get above anyone yeah. they're scared of.
So now the Seahawks go, well, we can get Penix, and we just got an extra third rounder, and we got a third rounder next year, and we got a fifth rounder this year. And we may still get the guy we want with much better value and getting three picks in return. So they said yes here in the simulator. Sterling, do you do that deal? Or do you do it for somebody else?
Man.
I'll give you the...
No. It would be for Fashanu.
Okay.
But...
Because Amarius Mims, J.C. Latham are also available. Again,
and I like Mims a lot, but he's
I've talked
more...
about Latham. I think Latham's a right tackle. I think Mims is a left tackle, but is going to take a little bit of time.
I think Mims takes more time than Fashanu, obviously. That's just steep, man. Like, I get that's what you have to do to get uh-huh. a player of that caliber. And I get it's the $500 million investment on the blind side for Patrick Mahomes. I don't think I'm doing that.
You're not doing that.
I don't think I'm doing that.
So I'm a yay. Sterling is a nay.
Because I think you can still get a tackle in the first round or even a potential trade back and still get a player who is solid. And again, you know my thoughts on Wanye Morris, which again,
yeah.
I think this probably indicates my comfort level with him growing.
You're a Morris man.
I'm a Morris man, if yeah. you will. Yeah.
Dylan? Yay or nay on you're giving up your third rounder this year, your LeJarius Sneed third rounder, and a fifth rounder to get what is honestly widely considered the second best left tackle in the draft.
What is his arm length? Is it pretty good?
Do you want to look at the arm length? I've got it. Got it.
If it's where the Chiefs like it, I think it's 36
is.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
yes, then
it is.
I think so. I think that's a good investment. You're not. There's no seconds. So you still got your seconds.
Yeah, you still
and,
have your second round pick.
You know, the third next. You said next year's third?
Next year's a LeJarius Sneed, but you still have your third next year as well.
34-inch so,
yes.
arms.
Yeah,
is
he's
what
fine.
I'm
I don't
34.
Think that's steep. I don't think that's steep, really. I think that's perfect. That's
because
probably
without,
where they want.
Without the LeJarius Sneed pick, you'd be giving up a third rounder and a fifth rounder.
Exactly. For a franchise, hopefully, left tackle.
For a guy that I mean, it's my personal opinion, but I think he's got, like, Pro Bowl, All-Pro potential, does Fashanu.
Kingsley's like what you get with Fashanu if you're waiting at 32. And
yeah,
there.
And you're hoping that he turns into, eventually, somebody
right.
like that.
Yes.
But you're also then getting your third-round pick this year. You still have your third-round pick for next year that you can use to move around in the second round because what you're doing here is you're also eliminating any chance of moving up from 64. You've now essentially said we are locked in at 64 or we're trading back at 64. But if there's somebody there at like 55, too bad. We're just waiting because we already pushed our chips in and we got Fashanu. That means whatever wide receiver is there at 64, if we're looking wide receiver, then that's where we're going. If somehow some wide receiver is falling in the mid-second, nothing we can do because we've already made our big move on Thursday night.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to for me as well. I think the only way you get sideways roster construction-wise in the Mahomes era is if you trade a lot of draft capital for one specific player. And then let's just say hypothetically, again, since this is all hypothetical, we can talk about how good he might be. Mm-hmm. But again, we're still talking potential here.
Yeah.
There's always a case that, okay, well, what if he's not that guy? What if he turns into Cam Irving?
Yeah, right, absolutely.
And then
yeah.
you're stuck here going, well, now we can't make up for our miss. Now we're talking about injury
right.
concerns or things outside of his control. I don't like giving away 4-for-1 when it's already, we've talked about this multiple times, not a crapshoot, but it's mm-hmm. it's more random than an exact science. That, for me, makes me very worried when you're doing 4-for-1.
Yeah, but it also gets more random the later you get.
Agreed.
Those are such late picks, especially in the first round.
Third's
third
not.
Two.
32 and two-thirds, I would still consider more of the – you should hopefully know what you're getting with these guys more so than the fifth for sure, yeah.
It's more the next year's third that makes it really not that expensive in my opinion.
Sure.
And I guess I view – see, I think it's expensive because I do view, like, future picks the same as this year. And that would be an issue if teams don't. Like, if you're trading with teams and they go, it's next year's third, I don't care about that one. Because, I mean, the Chiefs have a fifth rounder, have two fifth rounders this year because they traded a sixth rounder last year. Seems pretty valuable, right? I don't know who they would have gotten in the sixth round, but they got two fifth rounders this year. So as you had just mentioned, Dylan, when you said, well, you're giving up a fifth rounder, you've already got another fifth rounder. So, you know, it makes it a little more palatable. Well, that's because they gave up a sixth rounder last year for a fifth rounder this year. So that becomes more valuable in that year. It's just sort of forward thinking. It's one of the things that the Patriots used to do all the time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we'll trade this first rounder. We'll trade back and get a third rounder and a first rounder next year. Okay, well, now we go into next year's draft with two first rounders. Okay, one of these first rounders we'll trade back and get an extra second rounder, and then we're going to get a first round. They just kept moving it forward while taking picks once you do it once. Now, it was a sixth rounder to a fifth, so you would have to then, if you're the Chiefs, say, I'll give you 32 for another third rounder this year and a first rounder next year. Now you're going into the 2025 draft with two first rounders. Okay, now you're really in the catbird seat to where you can move around, and you can continue to play it forward if you were to move back with one of those first rounders, right? They had two first rounders 2 years ago, and they decided to move up instead of moving back. And they got it right with Trent McDuffie. They got it right with Trent McDuffie. I'm pulling the trigger on this one. I'm doing it for Fashanu at pick number 16. Let's see how the rest of the draft turns out to see if we could have gotten better value. Latham goes 18. Barton from Duke goes 21st. Mims goes 24. So I'm going to pause the draft there. If Mims was sitting there at 24 with the Dallas Cowboys, would it have been better to trade up to 24 and get Mims as opposed to trading all the way up at 16 to get Fashanu? Because 24 would have cost you next year's third and a sixth rounder.
Instead of the two-thirds.
Instead of the two. So you would have your first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Oh, excuse me, you don't have a fourth. So first, yeah, you do. You've got one fourth rounder. No sixth rounder. So you would still have your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and seventh rounder. You would not have next year's third, but you would have Mims at number 24.
That's more palatable to
me. More palatable to you. But you don't have a guy that day one starter for Shanu,
sure,
at left tackle, that you know is happening.
The name I have still yet to hear is Suamataia. Let's see if he would last until 32.
Okay, I'm going to resume the draft. And number 32, Suamataia was there. Tyler Guyton went at number 31. So Suamataia would be there. So you would be standing pat. You would have your second, your third, next year's third, your fourth, two fifths, and a seventh, and you would have Kingsley Suamataia. But let's address that in the next draft. Okay, so we went with, you said no, we went yes. So let's go to the next draft. Let's stop it around pick 22. So let's press the draft. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Quinyon Mitchell, Joe Alt, Latu, Roma Dunze, Dallas Turner, Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels, Fuaga, Arnold, Murphy, Dijon, Latham, Newton, Fashanu, Fautanu, Mims, A.D. Mitchell. So now we're sitting at number 22. A name that wasn't read there was Brian Thomas. That's of interest, right? So now you're sitting at number 22, and Brian Thomas is available. Now, the Eagles might be looking wide receiver, so maybe they're not willing to trade back. The Cowboys probably looking wide receiver, so maybe you might be able to get Brian Thomas a little bit later. But let's pause the draft here at 22, because A.D. Mitchell just went at 21. So this might be the next run on wide receivers, right? Let's go ahead and pause
it,
the next run, and let's see if we want to get up there and do that. So let's send an offer. We're going to send pick number 32. I'm going to give them next year's third rounder and this year's fifth rounder. I'm going to offer the trade for pick 22 to the Eagles. And the Eagles have accepted that trade. So we have given up a fifth rounder and next year's third. So this draft this year, you would have essentially given up next year's third and last year's sixth to move up to pick 22 to take Brian Thomas. Is that something you're more willing to do if now you're trading up for wide receiver at number 22? Now, I am a trade back guy, okay? I'm already on record now as a trade back guy that I would trade up and get Fashanu.
Yeah, I was to say, for a trade back guy, you sure are trading up a lot here.
I haven't agreed to this trade up for Brian Thomas yet. I haven't agreed to this trade up for Brian Thomas, okay? Because the positions that are available, if I'm looking at, like, you know, wide receiver, I've still got Brian Thomas. I've got Ladd McConkey. I know there are people that like Xavier Leggett. Xavier Worthy is there. That, do I feel comfortable one of those guys might be there later on at pick number 32? Or if I'm looking at tackle, Graham Barton's still there. You mentioned Kingsley Suamataia still there. Tyler Guyton is still there. A guy that people think could be a left tackle. It's just going to be more of a learning curve.
Sure.
For Guyton. He would still be there. But Brian Thomas is a guy that people would look at and go, all right, this is a stud. This is a stud that should have been gone in the top 20, maybe top 15, and he's there at 22.
Well,
and A.D. Mitchell just went, which might have been a surprise.
Sure, and that, again, would be the run on wide receivers, I think, that you're mentioning here. The reason why Brian Thomas is so interesting is because this clearly is not a reach, and he fits the X for the Chiefs very, very well. The Chiefs need an X receiver. Brian Thomas can be that. He's 6'3", 209. Yes. He's a different flavor, but an elite guy. I think he's clear-cut the fourth best wide receiver in this draft. I know that's not really a hot take, but I think it's the right take. I love Xavier Leggett. You know this. I had a chance to talk to him the other day, and I asked him.
Bragger.
I'm just trying to get some insight. But like, I was asking him, I'm like, where do you fit in on an offense? He goes, oh, I'm an X. He goes, I will be your X. That's what I bring to the table. But I think if you draft him at 32, that's a reach. I like Xavier Leggett a lot. But he's only had that 1 year of production. And he mentioned a lot of that was injury and opportunity. But that does make me nervous. With Brian Thomas, you're getting a higher floor while the ceiling is still the same as a Xavier Leggett. I don't know how much I like trading up for wide receiver in general in the first round. But Brian Thomas at 22 would be the only guy I would even consider doing this for.
Are you going to go yes or no on that one?
I'll go no, but if you go yes, I am 49 yes, 51 no on this.
All right. Dylan? Unless you want to trade it for somebody else. I just feel like at this point, the value with Mims gone, with Fashanu gone, with Fautanu gone, with Fuaga gone, with every other person that has a last name that starts with F, is gone, and A.D. Mitchell has been taken, and that's sort of a surprise. He was the fourth wide receiver taken off the board because of the top three that are going to go early, and then all of a sudden A.D. Mitchell is gone and Brian Thomas is there, and you're trading with the Eagles, and you're giving up a fifth-rounder this year and next year's third that you got for L'Jarius Sneed to go and get Brian Thomas. You still would have your second-rounder, your third-rounder, your fourth-rounder, a fifth and a seventh. Is it worth it for Brian Thomas?
I think the only thing why I don't want to say it's worth it is because of the history that we've had with drafting receiver, where I feel like we have a better history of drafting offensive linemen. And if they jump up for that, I want to be going for an offensive lineman. So I'm going to say no just because I feel like that's too high. And I think the Chiefs are in a good spot with a lot of NFC teams right in a row here from about 22 to 29 the Bills sprinkled in there. Those are a lot of trade partners. So I feel like if you can just get up above the Niners, because they're going to be wanting a lineman, because their line in the Super Bowl you saw last year, they're trying to shore that up.
Yeah.
And also, like I was saying, Washington has 34 and 40, and they're just going to have a brand new rookie quarterback they'll be trying to get a tackle for. So I feel like if you just get up to Lions pick at 29, you can take Suamataia, which is what I would want.
Yeah, I think that certainly could be the case.
So,
all right, so I'm going to press resume draft. We're ready? We all said no? We all said
we
no.
Never got your, are you saying
I'm no? saying no. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I'm saying no as well. I'm tempted. I'm fully on board with Fashanu. I'm tempted with Brian Thomas because I think he probably should be the fourth wide receiver off the board. But with the wide receivers that are still available and with some tackles still available, I don't want to give up that next year's third because I could use that next year's third to move up in the second round. And move around there. So I don't want to make my move yet, not knowing what that second round would look like And I feel like I've got some options here at, you know, pick number 32, even though we're talking about nine more selections that are going to be taken before we get on the clock.
Well, the thought process is, what's better, Brian Thomas by himself or Ladd McConkey, for example, and another player?
But we don't know if Ladd McConkey is going to be there.
No, I get it, but I'm just, like, hypothetically speaking, a guy who's going to be a wide receiver on the board at that spot, who what makes your team better? A single Brian Thomas or a, again, hypothetically, a Ladd McConkey and a whoever else they would get in the third round.
Let's press play. Let's do it. Let's resume the draft and see who's there at 32. All right? So let's do it. Here we go. Not a surprise, Brian Thomas picked 22. So Brian Thomas immediately taken right there. Newton versus Kool-Aid, Powers Johnson, Troy Franklin to the Bills. I think if A.D. Mitchell was there, they may go that route. Chop Robinson, the cornerback from Michigan, and then Nate Wiggins from Clemson. That was one that that Adam Teicher was talking about, that if he were to slide, that might be somebody that he would maybe see the Chiefs moving up a couple of spots for. Now the Chiefs are on the clock. I didn't want to stop it and make any trades. I just wanted to see with this specific scenario with Brian Thomas there at 22, we turned it down. And the Eagles may turn it down if they want Brian Thomas, because Brian Thomas then went 22nd.
I'm wondering, are they doing it off need? Like, because wouldn't the Eagles be like maybe some other position with A.J. Brown, and they are trying to sign maybe Devonta Smith?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know.
One of the things that the Eagles have listed in need is wide receiver.
One of those secondary help. Walk, I
guess. Yeah, I mean,
we saw that
they've gone
that
so much.
Eagle.
They've gone so. They've gone defense a lot. So certainly secondary could be part of that. But in this particular simulation, they took Brian Thomas when we said no to the trade.
Maybe I'm wrong here, but a name I did not hear you mention was Cooper DeJean, a cornerback from Iowa. And if that's the case, I'm ripping that at 32. No qualms about it.
Let me look to see if I missed that when I was going through there. Let me see. Let me just do.
I guess a cornerback, and we want wide receiver and tackle, but you're not getting better value than Cooper at 32.
Where did he go? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped over him. I'm sorry. He went number 10. So
that was my concern.
No, that makes sense.
You heard my.
I was just going quickly, so we got to number 22, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we had already pulled off the trade.
Yes.
So with Fashanu, once you do that, then you got to start it over you can't just go back and go, no, let's see what happened if I didn't trade. So I started it over, and then I skipped all the way to 22 to see where it was with some of those guys that had been gone in the early rounds parts either as well. So Cooper DeJean definitely gone at number 10. All right, so we're going to press play. Here we go. And now we're sitting at pick number 32. And I mentioned the Nate Wiggins. So Ladd McConkey's on the board. Keon Coleman, Roman Wilson, Xavier Leggett, Jalen Polk. Those are the wide receivers that are there. Tackles. Guyton's still there. Suamataia is still there. So you've got your choice between three guys you kind of like. Now you might trade back if there's a. I'm going to say that there's no partner here, because it's like, oh, let's trade back. We'll just force the trade through and say we trade back. Okay, great. That would be awesome in that particular scenario. If we're looking at that scenario specifically, we've got Guyton, who again I think is a right tackle. I'm sorry. That's Lathan. Guyton can play left tackle. So I've got a project in Guyton, a project in Suamataia, and a guy that people love in Ladd McConkey.
By the way, Tyler Guyton used to be a tight end, but he's 6'8", 322. Imagine trying to tackle that.
No, it was Kelvin Benjamin ate himself to a tackle is what he did. Kelvin Benjamin ate himself to a tight end.
That's Popeye's biscuit.
That's right.
Booger McFarland's.
A biscuit away from playing tight end, and he eventually did that. So in this scenario, who are you taking, Sterling?
Well, you know, my Ladd McConkey... Man, it's hard because you almost want to take one of the tackles and then trade up for a wide receiver use your second round and move up in the second. Because if you can move it to round 45, I think you can get another solid wide receiver, whether that's Xavier Leggett, who might fall around that range. Ladd will be gone. I'll go Guyton. Because Guyton fell in this
you
instance.
You went Guyton there?
I think that means Guyton fell.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going against
certainly would feel that Guyton fell.
Yeah, I'll go Guyton just based on this one.
You know my pick.
Kingsley?
Yep.
You're going Kingsley on that one?
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and write down St. John would take McConkie. I would
love Ladd McConkie at 32. I wouldn't be mad by any means. I just...
Right. And that's where I think, like, so we did not trade up for Brian Thomas at 22. And by not trading up for Brian Thomas at 22, we're sitting there at 32 with your third rounder this year, next year's third rounder, with your everything you got. You know, we haven't traded anything. With your, you know, same picks.
And you still get a player that you think is going to be valuable for this current iteration of the Chiefs. You're sitting here and you're not bummed saying, oh my gosh, all these guys have gone. And now maybe it's because we've looked very closely at guys who are going to go around 25 to 40, right? We've taken I'm not taking a deep dive at Rome Odunze because he's not going to be there. Or Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah. So maybe because we've taken a deep dive, I've talked myself into a good amount of these guys. But you mentioned a lot of guys. I'm sitting here going, yeah, Guyton, yeah. Sumatia, yeah. Ladd McConkie, yeah. Any of those three dudes I'm happy with. I'm not going to sit here and be upset by those.
Yeah.
And that's why I think 32, if you stay put, there's going to be a guy that is going to be good for this Chiefs team. Again, trading back as much as we want that, I don't think is a realistic possibility. I'm in the same camp as you. But at 32, there is going to be a guy there, which is why, again, I'm not a huge fan of trading up for one dude. Give me 32 in the extra players.
I'm going Kingsley on this one. And the reason I'm passing up on Ladd McConkie, not that I want to, but the reason I'm passing up on Ladd is if I'm sitting there at 32 and I haven't used any of the bullets in the chamber, it does give me the flexibility at pick 64 to then maneuver, which would cost less to move up in the second round for somebody that might slide as a wide receiver, that you say, okay, now I'm getting at least so the choice would be, do I get a lower-level tackle at 64 that's going to be a lot lower than, because Guyton and Kingsley are going to be gone, right? So now you're taking more of a project, and maybe Paul will be there in the second round, and you feel good about that, to get maybe a better wide receiver. Or do I get one of those tackles that Brett Veach talked about that after 35 or 40, it's pretty much dried up. Do I get one of those guys? Whereas he said, there's another pocket of wide receivers after 50. But he did say till 50. So do I have enough at 64 to move up 14, 15 spots using another couple of picks to go and get one of those wide receivers they grade in the top 50? Now you've gotten two players that are in the top 50 of what their board says. And I think that's why I go Kingsley, because I think there's a better chance of moving up and getting one of the wide receivers that might be there rather than the tackles.
And that's why I went Guyton as well. I'm in the same boat as you.
Yep. I want to do one more, and then we'll take a break. So one more. So we stopped at 22. Now I want to stop with the Cardinals at 27, which feels like a team that wants to trade back. That's some of the rumors and everything. Cardinals want to collect picks. So at 27, they'd be willing to trade back. There might be some teams in the second round willing to trade up with the Cardinals, especially if they want a wide receiver, because the Bills are sitting there at 28 and everybody knows they've got a big sign that says wide receiver. Okay. So people know the Bills are sitting there at 28. They may not be there at 28 because everybody knows they want a wide receiver. So they may move up as well, because teams might be looking at, if there are wide receivers available, the Cardinals are in a sweet spot for teams wanting to get to 27. Hell, the Bills may trade with them.
Because they'll already have Marvin Harrison or Neighbors or someone
exactly.
in that top 10.
Okay, let's press play, and we're going to pause it at 27. Cardinals took Neighbors, so there you go. We're going through. All the tackles are gone. Mims. Green Bay at 25 went Troy Franklin. That's interesting. Brian Thomas went 22 to the Eagles again.
Man, this is getting interesting about Brian Thomas.
Nate Wiggins went 26 to Tampa. So we've paused it. We're on the clock with the Cardinals. That means A.D. Mitchell is there at 27. And you'd be trading ahead of the Buffalo Bills.
You'd be recreating the McDuffie video. You could just repost that one.
Let's see what it would take. Let's offer next year's third. But I don't want to just offer next year's third. I want to pick back.
Give him a jugs machine as
yes,
well.
Yeah.
Coke machine.
Yes.
Call of Duty. Just give him the new Call of Duty. Kyler Murray will say yes.
So, I'm going to take pick 27. And I'm going to offer next year's third. And pick 32 this year. But I want something back for that.
Next year's fifth.
I'm going with pick 90 this year from Arizona. I'm going to try that one. So we give up next year's third, pick 32, and next year's third for 27, and we get pick 90 back as well this year that the Cardinals got from the Houston Texans. I don't know if it's going to be accepted, but we'll find out. Offering trade. They accepted it. Okay. So now we've got a third rounder back. We've given up next year's third rounder and number 32 for a fourth rounder, I should say. That's what we've given up. Okay, it wasn't pick 90. Regardless, so we got a fourth rounder. Here's the trade. We got a fourth rounder back, and we gave up next year's third to move up from 32 to 27. Would we do that for A.D. Mitchell? Tackles on the board would be Guyton, Kingsley, same guys. So it's really you'd be trading up ahead of Buffalo to get A.D. Mitchell. But those other wide receivers are on the clock, the Ladd McConkey. You give up next year's third, but you get a fourth back this year. So you would now have your first rounder at 27, your second rounder, your third rounder, two fourths, two fifths, and a seventh to move up and get A.D. Mitchell ahead of the Buffalo Bills who were taking wide receiver. You have turned a third rounder next year into a fourth rounder this year while moving up five spots, according to this simulator. Maybe the Cardinals will say, no, we don't want to do that. We're not going to move back and just take a third rounder next year. We want something more this year. That's just how this one worked, and it said it was 50-50. So had a 50-50 shot of being accepted. The Cardinals in this particular scenario accepted it. Would you do that for A.D. Mitchell with also screwing the Bills? Because that's a little bit of a sweetener, right?
Part of me just wants to do that because it's just hilarious, right? But you really got to believe in A.D. Mitchell then, because if you believe that Ladd McConkey's the guy, do you believe in Xavier Leggett's the guy? Do you believe that you want one of the tackles instead? I don't know which way Veach is leaning, because A.D. Mitchell seems to be somewhat polarizing. Not quite Xavier Worthy polarizing, where people either think he's going to be a Tank Dell, Devontae Smith, or he's going to be an utter bust. But I'll be honest, I've not watched enough of A.D. Mitchell's tape to give you a very strong opinion one way or the other.
I'm going yes. I'm taking it, and part of it is I've turned next year's third into this year's fourth, which is sort of the exact opposite of what they did last year with the last year's sixth to get the fifth rounder from the Cowboys for this year. But now this year in this year's draft, I have a first, a second, a third, and two fourths, two fifths, and a seventh. So I've gained a pick this year. I've moved up to get a receiver that I really like, and I'm ahead of the Bills, taking that receiver. And I've gained an extra pick this year.
Do you know what Matt Miller's comp is for A.D. Mitchell?
Rashee Rice.
Dylan, you want to take a guess?
I'm thinking T. Higgins.
George Pickens. So the Chiefs have a chance to recreate George
there
Pickens.
Not going to make that mistake again.
Yeah.
I'm going yes, Sterling.
Fine, you've swayed
me.
No, I don't want to sway you. No, Jason,
I'm not trying to sway you one
me.
Way or another. I'm not trying to convince you. Now, I'm just simply giving my opinion.
It all depends on if the Chiefs believe A.D. Mitchell is better than Ladd McConkey, if he's better than a tackle.
You've got to have your conviction on that.
Because, and I don't have a strong conviction. I'll say yes, because I understand that you get another fourth this year for the third next year, which is kind of a... It all depends on what draft you think is better. If you think this draft is better than next year's, you make it. If you think next year's is better... I think you say no.
I think this... What's the difference between this one and Brian Thomas? We're getting a pick this year, basically?
So Brian Thomas, you gave up next year's third and this year's fifth.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing this for sure.
So you would... For A.D. Mitchell, you'd give up next year's third but get back this year's fourth.
Yeah, that seems to check out.
I like
a lot
that sweeter,
better.
Too. I'm doing that as well. All right, let's take a timeout. That went... I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
You know, just the different scenarios. We'll take a time out. I want to talk about the choices that we ended up making and what we were choosing between there. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. More Zone next. All right. So here's what we ended up with. Dylan and I, our first choice, we ended up drafting Fashanu at number 16. Sterling waited and did not make a trade until pick 27. And at pick 27, you moved up and got A.D. Mitchell ahead of Buffalo Bills. You gave up pick 32, next year's third rounder, but you got a fourth rounder back, pick 104 from the Cardinals. We all were in agreement with that, too. We would have done the same thing, but we had already drafted Fashanu, so we were out. Now, if we didn't draft Fashanu, on the board was Brian Thomas Jr., and we all said no at pick 22. It would have taken next year's third, this year's fifth, and pick number 32. There were a number of wide receivers still available, a number of tackles still available. And in fact, when the rest of the draft took place, sitting at 32, we had a choice between Guyton, Kingsley, Suamataia, and Ladd McConkey. Great spot to be in for the Chiefs, I believe. You went Guyton, I went Kingsley, Dylan went Kingsley. So in these two drafts, Dylan and I went Fashanu and Kingsley. You went, you know, A.D. Mitchell to trade up for, or Guyton at pick number 32.
A lot of group thing from you two.
I know.
Just throwing that
right
out there. Yeah.
And then after the Brian Thomas, once we said no to that one, at pick 27, Dylan and all three of us agreed that we would trade up at 27 to get A.D. Mitchell, mm-hmm. like you also agreed with. Group think from you.
No. I was talked the first. I was it. The first one.
Yeah, you were.
who got talked into it?
Yes. Yeah. So for Fashanu, if you're looking at moving up to pick 16, where he was available in this particular draft where we pressed pause at pick 16, I went 16 because the Colts are 15th. And, you know, 16, where you're talking about the Seahawks maybe wanting to move back, collect more picks, the position they're in right now, it would take this year's third, next year's L'Jarius Sneed third and a fifth rounder to move up to 16 to get Fashanu. I do it because I believe Fashanu is a Pro Bowl left tackle. And I think he's a second contract guy, and you put him at left tackle, you call it a day. And then you figure out the rest of your draft, and you feel like for the next 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, you've got the guy to protect Patrick Mahomes' blind side, and let's hope Juwan Taylor over the next 3 years gets better.
And yeah, I don't know if it was you or someone was saying that nobody cares about the picks if the guy was a stud.
If the guy's right, if it's right, yeah.
Because nobody remembers remember because we like to laugh in the face of mm-hmm. Bills fans because it was mm-hmm. Tre'Davious White. Nobody really cares about the other picks that Mahomes ended up being.
And also, like, it is hypocritical of me because I had talked about with Adam Teicher yesterday and said, who possibly is available there, you know, in the middle of the teens to go and get when you've got Patrick Mahomes? And Adam and I talked, and I'm like, I just don't see that as a value there. Now, part of it is me thinking Fashanu would not be there at pick number 16. And then when you do the math of, you lose a fifth and a third rounder this year, and you give up next year's third rounder, but you get that guy. I'm way more tempted to do that. I do make that particular trade for him. But as you've said, Sterling, you better be right, because now you've lost three players and your first rounder that you would have taken at 32 for a guy you missed on. At 32, you may not have missed on that guy. You may have taken somebody else that you hit on.
Or even if you do miss on the 32,
you
still have more opportunity where Brett Veach has shown
mm-hmm.
pretty good job of
when he's got the collection.
Hitting.
Yeah, when he's got a volume of picks, he's pretty good at selecting those. I think my two favorite scenarios there, oddly enough, my favorite scenario is Fashanu. Just because I think if you trade up, it's got to be for a left tackle. That was my favorite scenario. And I think my second favorite, even though it would be sticking it to the Bills at 27 to get up and get A.D. Mitchell, I think my second favorite is just staying there, passing up on Brian Thomas at 22, passing up at A.D. Mitchell at 27, and sitting there at 32 and taking either, and we know how the board fell, taking either Kingsley for me, Ladd McConkey, or Guyton, and then you still have the ammo if you want to move up in the second round and get somebody that may have fallen there. There was a little bit of a twinge of sticking it to the Bills to go up and get A.D. Mitchell and trading right ahead of the Bills. But I think it's either – so in this exercise, what I wanted to figure out in this exercise was what I landed on was at 16, if Fashanu's there, that's something I'd be willing to do. Outside of that, I'm sitting back and waiting till 32.
Yeah, 32 is my favorite because with those guys there, you take the tackle, and then as you're mentioning, you trade up in the second round for your wide receiver because there is that pocket right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all in agreement. Just I couldn't get the I didn't have the stones to move to 16.
I get it. Yeah, that's it's rich. You know you're giving something up. You know that you are.
I'm a frugal man.
Yeah,
Jason.
You're pushing not with your conversation with Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, he was willing to give you like what, $5 million? $6 million? You were like, no, thank you. I don't settle for anything under 10. I mean, it's 8 feet. I need three commas before I really start to talk with somebody. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, wrap up this hour, and then Mick Schaefer will join us in the 1 o'clock hour. More Zone next. All right, we'll hang out with Mick Schaefer coming up in the next hour. We talked a lot of Royals in the first hour. We talked certainly some Chiefs today as the draft coming up tomorrow night. Get into some other things, too. With Mick Schaefer. We also had the breaking news in the NFL of Amon-Ra St. Brown and the very local connection to almost that particular contract with Sterling Holmes, who was very close to being Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport.
I did find out they might be throwing some German audibles in there. See? And whose idea was that?
You have made an impact on the NFL just in your conversations with some of these guys in Detroit. There you go. We'll talk with Mick Schaefer coming up next.